Aurora and Seth McCausland live with their toddler and baby in the newly constructed Soleil Lofts. Their three-bedroom apartment has stainless steel appliances, modern tile, and floor-to-ceiling windows with a sweeping view of the Wasatch. But the main reason the McCauslands moved here from Lehigh is a sleek white box in the middle of their living room.
We always have people ask us about it whenever they come over. They're always like, what is that? They always think it's like a fridge or something.
Actually, it's a battery. It stores power generated by solar panels that are connected to each unit. The batteries are state-of-the-art, which pushes up the rent here. But to Aurora, the clean energy component makes it worth the extra cost.
We love the idea of moving somewhere where it's doing something good for the environment.
Soleil Lofts is a pilot project for Rocky Mountain Power. What makes these apartments unique is that the utility controls the battery, which, along with solar panels, comes standard with every unit. It can take that extra stored energy and dispatch it around the neighborhood when it's needed. Bill Como is with Rocky Mountain Power. He says harnessing this consumer-produced energy allows the utility to use its grid more efficiently.
If we had more and more of these types of things, we have all these existing assets, we wouldn't have to build as many renewable plants out there. We wouldn't have to increase our transmission lines.
That's because the Soleil Lofts create a virtual power plant, a network of flexible generators that produce energy locally instead of at a centralized coal plant that's far away. By 2038, Rocky Mountain Power's parent company, PacifiCorp, plans to take the vast majority of its coal plants offline. In their place, it will add renewables like wind and solar, combined with battery storage. In the meantime, Soleil Lofts is one of the largest projects of its kind in the West, and one of the first virtual power plant projects built from the ground up. The Soleil development is still under construction. It has 50 apartments with tenants now, and plans call for 600 apartments across 21 buildings, all of it carbon neutral.
And this is the culmination of one of the daydreams that we had.
That's Jerem Johnson with the Wasatch Group, the developer of Soleil Lofts. At first, the developers imagined a project that was completely off-grid and self-sustaining.
And what we realized the further we looked into it is that's really the polar opposite of what we would really need to do the right thing for humanity.
An off-the-grid apartment complex isn't exactly practical in northern Utah. Solar panels produce less energy in the winter, especially when there's an inversion layer. But by connecting with the utility, residential solar generators can still charge their batteries when sunlight is low and then supplement the grid when demand for power is high. Johnson again.
We view that as, whoa, this could be absolutely the wave of the future.
Taking green technology you install at home and then using it to benefit the community is called being a good grid citizen, according to Kate Bauman with Utah Clean Energy.
You can think about how to manage your energy use in a way that isn't just helping you save money on bills or helping you cut your environmental footprint, but actually helps to make the grid as a whole more flexible.
Bauman says batteries for homes are becoming more affordable, too. And the Soleil Lofts project could help PacifiCorp provide battery solutions to more of its rooftop solar customers around the West. Besides being a good grid citizen, Seth McCausland says he's seeing other benefits, like bragging rights.
I like to bring it up because people will be like, wow, your apartment's really cool. And I was like, yeah, but it's also solar powered. And they're like, what? So
PacifiCorp plans to take what it learns from the Soleil Lofts project and offer home battery incentives as soon as this summer. For KUER, I'm Leah Larson.